WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the shooting at a Dallas ICE facility that killed a detainee and wounded two others will not slow arrests and deportations there. KRLD Radio's Austin York reports.
The FBI is investigating this as a targeted act of violence. Special Agent in Charge Joseph Rothrock says this is only the latest in a series of targeted violent attacks.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Rothrock says no ICE agents were hurt. The shooter has been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview, Texas. He was reportedly unemployed and about to move in with his parents in Oklahoma. Austin York for CBS News, Dallas.
Officials say the shooter killed himself. President Trump will officially declare the deal allowing TikTok to operate in the U.S. meets U.S. law Thursday.
The administration has teased for days that a deal was being finalized between U.S. officials and China. And now a White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today, stating it does meet the requirements of a 2024 law. Under the new deal, TikTok's U.S. operations would be run by a new joint venture company, including Oracle serving as the security provider. Oracle's owner is the father of the CEO of Paramount Skydance, the parent company of CBS. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
With the statute of limitations about to take effect and block prosecution, the Justice Department is considering charging former FBI Director James Comey with lying to Congress back in 2020. Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarlane has more.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there. Just days ago, she was a White House aide and Trump confidant and replaces a U.S. attorney who allegedly declined to move forward with the case against Comey.
When Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late-night TV show Tuesday night, he joked President Trump would be responsible for boosting his audience. As CBS's Matt Piper reports, he was right.
Jimmy Kimmel's Tuesday night show got a large audience, with ABC reporting nearly 6.3 million people tuned into the broadcast on TV. But there was an even larger audience online, with his monologue on YouTube racking up 16 million views and counting.
There have now been 26 million views on YouTube and other social platforms. The ABC broadcast of the show is not even carried by dozens of stations under orders of their corporate owners. Seattle Mariners slugger Cal Raleigh hit his Major League Baseball leading 60th home run against the Colorado Rockies Wednesday night. He now has a chance to pass Yankee star Aaron Judge for the single-season home record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight. We'll have light winds and morning low temperatures will start off in the upper 40s. For your Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a northwest wind, highs in the mid-70s. We'll see more mid-70s heading into Friday. Right now, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, protecting Americans' access to the ACA, also free speech. Why it's important Congressman Mark Pocan joins us. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
That's right. Reached it. Middle of the week. Glad to have you along with us. My hair, what's left of my hair is a little bit messed up, by the way. I was in the shower. And I just got out this morning, and Trigvy called. We were talking a little pregame show, and I wrapped a towel around myself, and I talked to him, and then I for about 20 minutes, and then I dried off and got dressed and did things around the house. Well, then I went to brush my teeth before I left the house. I looked in the mirror. I hadn't dried my hair, and it was standing up like Mr. Heatmeister from that old Christmas
animation. He's Mr. Heatmeister. The claymation thing. Mr. Sun. Yeah.
It wasn't dramatic because I don't have a lot of hair to stand up. But
now I want to see if I can make my hair stand up.
Now, you have a lot of hair.
Long, for those of you who don't watch the stream, it is long hair.
Yeah.
And that standing straight up probably add like a foot to my height or something.
At least. Yeah, absolutely. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. He will be here in studio tomorrow.
That he will.
At the old world headquarters doing a show and La Manana. Tune in tomorrow from 6 until 9 along with Mr. Parker Olson. Great producer that he is. Now Dom Lee, producer for John and Gordy here at MDX, he was wearing a mask today. Feeling a little, and what a courteous guy. He says, I'm feeling under the weather. And so not dramatic, but just out of an abundance of caution, as they say, was wearing it. Now those are kind coworkers.
And he did a little bit of disinfecting when he left the studio.
But did he really?
Yeah, get it nice and clean so as to not get me ill.
We don't want that. Well, Dom, I hope you feel better soon, my friend. We got to have people at full strength here at the old Civic Media World Headquarters. Coming up here in just a minute, another edition of What's Worse For You, and going to play you a couple of the more serious clips from Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Keegan Kelly of Cracked.com. to talk about what this means for entertainment, for free speech moving forward. So looking forward to that. Also tomorrow on the show, time to recombobulate. Been a discombobulating few days. And Dan Schaefer, our political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here as well. So that'll be a great show tomorrow. It is 9 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry to one lucky winner today. Everyone will be entered in for the grand prize, which are two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota for a Green Bay home game on November 23rd of this year at 12 noon. You also get a gas card to get you to the game and home. It is a $1,550 value. Download the Civic Media app, open it up, go to one of the first 10 stations, click on it in the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, and I will give you the word this hour. The word to text in now is shine, S-H-I-N-E, shine. The sun will shine on your face. Again, S-H-I-N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. The word again for the green and gold text to win multi-state contest is shine, S-H-I-N-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text it in. There you go. The contest continues, as they say. All right, now 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Before we do what's worse, want to play a couple of cuts. Jimmy Kimmel came back to ABC last night. Colbert opened up with saying, probably the only people watching this show is my wife, Evie, because everybody else is watching Jimmy Kimmel, which I thought that was nice of him. I had that on my, Colbert on my phone on YouTube, but I had Jimmy Kimmel live on my TV watching. And I thought it was a great balance. Yes, he told some jokes, and I know Jane and Greg, Matt and Aaron Air addressed this as well this morning. But there was also a more serious side. I think a lot of people were waiting to see how he was going to address this whole thing. And we'll play some more tomorrow. He never technically apologized, but he basically said, hey, I get it. If some people were offended by my remarks, if the tables were turned, I may have felt the same way. And then he had a very poignant moment in the show. And Jimmy Kimmel is naturally, if you've watched the show for any length of time, you know, he's a soft-hearted person. He's talked about his son when he was going through illness, when his uncle died, who used to appear on the show. And, he's a guy who gets very emotional. And so it was real and it was raw last night. Here is Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night on ABC addressing Erica Kirk.
A moment over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. Yeah. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply. And I hope it touches many. And if there's anything we should take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope it can be that, and not this. So thank you for listening. And I'll have more to say when we come back.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue lasted most of the first half hour of the program last night. And yes, there were some serious moments like the one we just played for you. But Jimmy Kimmel also addressed the larger issue and had some jokes as well. This is Jimmy Kimmel in a different part of the monologue talking and addressing specifically about being pulled from the network.
I've been fortunate to work at a company that has allowed me to do the show the way we want to do it for almost 23 years. I've done almost 4,000 shows on ABC, and over that time, the people who run this network have allowed me to evolve and to stretch the boundaries of what was once traditional for a late night talk show, even when it made them uncomfortable, which I do a lot. Every night, they've defended my right to poke fun at our leaders and to advocate for subjects that I think are important by allowing me to use their platform, and I am very grateful for that. With that said, I was not happy when they pulled me off the air on Wednesday. I did not agree with that decision, and I told them that, and we had many conversations. I shared my point of view. They shared theirs. We talked it through, and at the end, even though they didn't have to, they really didn't have to. This is a giant company. We have short attention spans, and I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that.
Jimmy Kimmel last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now, they tape this. They don't really do it live anymore. They tape it in the late afternoon. And before I guess before the taping actually happened in the afternoon, so this did not make it or address it on air last night, Donald Trump tweeted out the following on his Truth Social, quote, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his quote-unquote talent was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? He is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, there would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings," unquote. That is a direct quote from the True Social account of the President of the United States. Not exactly he was taken off for bad ratings. Number one, he was not canceled. He was put on indefinite leave. He was not fired. But, you know, the MAGA folks, Trump likes to say, well, you know, we didn't attack him for what he said. It was his ratings. But yet the President of the United States literally going after him personally, Jimmy Kimmel, on this. Kimmel, as I said, that came out after Kimmel's show was taped and in the can. But Kimmel did address the larger issue of silencing people from political perches.
Mentioned in school. But one thing I did learn from Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and Howard Stern is that a government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I am so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan. Maybe the silver lining from this is we found one thing we can agree on, and maybe we'll even find another one. Maybe we can get a little bit closer together. We do agree on a lot of things. We agree on keeping our children safe from guns, on reproductive rights for women, Social Security, affordable health care, pediatric cancer research. These are all things that most Americans support. Let's stop letting these politicians tell us what they want and tell them what we want.
Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Mark, by the way, brings up a good point on the text line asking, how much free publicity did Trump get in 2016 during the campaign? I remember that very well because I was my first coffee shop and I was cleaning up every night. We closed at 7 o'clock. I'd usually there till 9 or 10. And the old Don Lemon program on CNN had Trump on several times a week for a half hour at a time. You know, under the auspices of an interview, but they were glorified campaign ads. And I said at the time to my friends, you know, the Democrats, Hillary's making a huge mistake by not going on television and doing these ads because Trump's getting unlimited time. They're commercials. And we all know what happened in 2016. It's a great point, Mark. Appreciate that. All right. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. A lot of people going to be on the roads this weekend, go to Apple Orchards, wherever you're going to go, get in a car. And so the question today, category, what's worse, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the old Civic Media app. Big cars or little cars? Lots of ways to go, lots of ways to take that. I guess, gas mileage, safety, but whatever. We'll come back and discuss it. Take your calls, big cars or little cars. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You're listening to a hump day edition of the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Listen to what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Civic Media Radio Network. Love that song.
It's so good.
It gets you up and dancing, right?
Rubber Soul is my favorite Beatles album.
Yeah, fantastic. That one goes out to Jerry Perry, by the way.
Yes, it does.
23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Category for what's worse today, speaking of cars, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on Facebook, says big cars are worse. They are harder to park and less miles per gallon. All right, so there you go. That's probably a big one. We're probably going to hear that a lot. Mary on the text line in Tosa says, by the way, you're listening on MDX, I'm assuming, or MDX, AUK, AUK in beautiful Wauwatosa. It says, hands down, worse are the big vehicles, the 4x4s, SUVs, do the most tailgating. Oh, bullies on the road?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if that's my experience. I think those just usually make people angrier because they're more noticeable because the car is physically large.
Right. Appreciate your listenership, Mary. Beautiful town, Wauwatosa, by the way. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go out. Speaking of beautiful towns, Sussex, Wisconsin, where we find Gary. Gary, big cars or little cars? What's worse?
I like them both. There's, like, I have a Mercedes convertible, a little two-seater. I love that car. I love driving around because I can find places to park. And then my work vehicle, I'm a heating guy, is a huge fan. I love that. So neither one is the worst. But all if right. I had to drive around in one, I would rather drive around in a large car for safety reasons. Why?
See, no. I feel you on that. But I'll tell my one later. But I think that's a great point. I know you had something else you wanted to say about Kimmel. Go ahead.
Yes. You can tell a person's character on how they talk about somebody who's been murdered with their friends. Now, obviously, Todd, you're a nice guy. I like you. I think that you would never say anything bad or make jokes about someone who has been murdered, you know, especially when he's so beloved by half of the people in this country. I'm talking about really beloved, like almost.
For
like
some people, yes. Yes, for some people. Go ahead.
For some. Okay. Now, when I'm not saying you guys, but I'm just saying the general public, when you listen to comics and you listen to some of the left media, when they sit there and they talk about how bad he is, you know, he wasn't a bad person. He was a Christian man, had beliefs. Now, if I said that I think that abortion is wrong, that's my belief. Now, would you say that I'm spreading hate because I said abortion's wrong?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that's your opinion on that. Right. I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but I think you bring up a good point, Gary, because I was with a lot of different people over the weekend, actually. And two people I respect a lot, they had never heard or seen the Charlie Kirk podcast. They had never seen some of these things where he went on, and he went beyond stating his opinion on things, where he said some things that were, in my opinion, hateful and hurtful to people, and they had never heard that. And I think you bring up a good point that, yes, for a lot of people, Kirk was beloved because they only heard the things where he talked about his faith, and that's fine. But there are also two coins to what he said in public. And I think that, but, you know, I think that's just being fair out there. But I guess what's your larger point with Kimmel?
My larger point is I think that everybody has to tone things down. And this kid that killed him is not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's just an insane person who was pushed into doing this after hearing over and over again. It's like Charles Manson. He actually didn't kill anybody. He really didn't. But he told his girls to go out there and kill and kill. Yeah. And they did. You know what I'm saying? So
I think brainwash people. Yeah, I think we're in agreement on the fact that I think everybody out there, including myself, can work on making sure that we disseminate truth without doing it in a way that gins people up and makes things worse out there. Did you watch any of Kimmel last night, Gary?
Yes.
Did you?
I did, and I thought he did fine. I thought he did exactly what I expected him to do to save his job. You know, I have employees. My employees have a right to tell me their opinion, but if they started talking back, sassing me or sitting there talking to my customers, I'd fire them. And I have that right. And they're going to go out there and say, "Oh, we have freedom of speech." No, you don't. Not when you work for me. Mm-hmm. No, you work for me. You keep your mouth shut. You don't talk about politics to my customers. And if you got in an argument with them, I'd fire them.
Yeah. And it's an individual business person. I agree with you. You have that right to do that when they're quote unquote on the job. I guess a larger discussion. We're up against the clock here. Got about a minute left. I just think it's different when you have the sitting president of the United States and you have FCC chair. Even Ted Cruz came out and said that Carr, the FCC chairman, compared Carr to a mafia boss. You know, guys like Joe Rogan are out there on conservative radio saying if you think that was okay I think he said you're nuts or you're crazy. I don't want to misquote him. So I think that's the difference, Gary. It's not just an individual employer saying that. It's the fact that this came from the government. And I support free speech on all different forms. That's my bottom line. So, all right, Gary, appreciate the call. Keep it between the lines out there, whether you're driving the big car or the little car. That's the question. We'll finish it up after this. What's worse, big cars, little cars? On the Civic Media Radio Network, Pam Yonke, and the Farm Report is next. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, yeah. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
CBS News Brief correspondent Omar Villafranca reports on possible motivation of the now dead shooter who killed a detainee at a Dallas ICE facility.
As for it's an official investigative motive, they have not said, but they're pointing and kind of showing the anti-ICE message written on the bullet as an indication.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports the TikTok deal will become official Thursday.
A White House official confirms that the president will sign an executive order today indicating a deal does meet the requirements set out in a 2024 law. Investors include Oracle and Silver Lake.
Oracle owner Larry Ellison is Paramount Skydance CEO David Ellison's father. Paramount Skydance is CBS's parent company. Jimmy Kimmel got big audience numbers returning to air despite not being seen on stations belonging to Nexstar and Sinclair. Variety's Brian Steinberg.
I'm not sure how long Sinclair and Nexstar can do a preemption of a single show. They have contracts in place that are supposed to be honored.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around for the overnight. We'll have light winds and morning low temperatures will start off in the upper 40s. For your Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a northwest wind, highs in the mid-70s. We'll see more mid-70s heading into Friday. Right now, it's 51.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone. which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. Zommers on the board. Aaron Zommers, that is. Finishing up our what's worse category today. What's worse, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zommers? Let's see.
Yeah, one Julie. More from Julie. Yeah.
Julie in Wausau. Thank you very much. Julie in Wausau, WXCO. Big cars are worse. They use more gas and resources, take up more room in parking spaces, can't see around them when I'm trying to make a right turn next to them. All right. Well, that's a fair point. Zommers?
Big cars, little cars. Between big car and little car, I've caught more fish on big car. Oh, yeah, that's right. Not the question. So up in the Lake Tomahawk area, there's two lakes right next to each other called the Big Car, C-A-R-R, and Little Car Lakes. Fun to fish on. But actually, my real answer, I think I'm going to have to say little cars are worse. Now, I appreciate having a small car at the moment living in Madison because I just, current lifestyle, I don't need any of the things that a large vehicle provides, be it towing capacity or the ability to, I don't know, bring around a drum set or extra people. And so getting into small places and parking garage is very useful for me right now. Yeah. But if I had to pick only one, I would want a large vehicle because I want to be able to do those things. Or if I'm moving and you don't have U-Hauls because there's no big cars, then how are you going to get your stuff? Like, right. I don't know. I just think I value the utility pretty highly.
But you're still saying the big cars are worse.
No, I'm saying little cars
little
are
cars,
worse.
Sorry. Little cars are worse. All right. Our friend Gordy Kopke calling in from the town of Dunn in outside of Oregon here in Dane County. By the way, if you haven't got your fall mums yet, your fall gourds, get down to Kopke's greenhouse and get them. Gordy on the line. Gordy, thanks for calling in. Big cars or little cars, what's worse?
Well, thanks for the plug, Todd.
Of course.
You know, I'm old enough so that I remember the big boats back in the 60s and 70s. And then I progressed over the years, and right now I drive the Mustang Mach-E electric car, which is sort of a small hybrid version, or not a small SUV style. But interesting, I was in Switzerland with my wife and family, and when my son and his wife were there, we rented a Ford hybrid. It was called a Kuga, and it was a midsize SUV.
Okay.
And that thing got 45 miles to the gallon over there.
Not bad.
And
wow.
Which you know, their gas over there, their cheaper gas is 95% octane, which, you know, helps them get much better mileage. But then when they left, I traded it in for a much smaller car because my wife and I, trying to park that thing in Switzerland where everything is designed for small cars was a bear. So we traded it in for a small car, a VW, and it was nice, easy to park, nice to drive, but it only got 40 miles to the gallon because it wasn't a hybrid.
Only.
I thought that was very, very fascinating.
Yeah, really. It really is. That's and right. Gas makes a difference, but I think when you travel like that, it gives us different perspectives, right? So, That's very cool.
It certainly does.
Gordy, before we let you go now, again, Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our fine sponsors here on Civic Media for those in Dane County, or if you want to take a lovely drive. I was down, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or more. I got a couple of moments from Mom, one from my deck. I was up at Richland Center last week. It's flourishing. I also got one of those beautiful, cool, multicolored pepper plants and grasses. They look great for fall. How is the supply out there at Gordy's or Kopke's Greenhouse?
The supply is holding up fairly well. We just got our, another shipment of pumpkins and gourds in. Yeah, already we're having the big pumpkin palooza this weekend. So
pumpkin palooza. All right, we will. We'll be down this weekend. Thanks, Gordy. Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Whistler out in the old RC, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, big cars or little cars? What's worse?
Being as old as I am, I remember the little Chevy Chevette.
Okay.
I had one of them.
Yep.
And then there was another little Chevy Halfback. I had one of them. They're fun to drive.
Right.
But I had a buddy that had a big LTD. Right. And wiping out in an LTD is a lot easier to have fun in than a little itty bitty car and wipe it out. So I gotta say, you know, a big car is better for a family.
Mm.
A little car is, well, it's fun for an individual.
All right, well, we should ask you, Whistler, what's better, big dogs or little dogs?
Well, Toby's a little dog.
Okay.
Toby's a little dog.
What breed of dog is Toby?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Well, I'm not sure we can say that on the air, but no, I'm just kidding.
Right. It's the dog. It's the dog.
All right, very good.
He's a little noisy, little fart. And he's only about 2 months old.
Oh, that's great. A baby Shih Tzu. All right, but, very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, you
next
have a great...
you're in the town, man.
All right. Thanks, appreciate it, Whistler, out there in the Driftless on WRCE. That'll be the next one, big dogs, little dogs. I'm going to say I'm copying out a little bit. To somebody's earlier point, yes, when you're driving around, big vehicles are harder to see around or get around. But when you're driving the vehicle,
they are also safer.
I like my Dodge Ram 1500.
They aren't safer.
I mean, if I get in a crash, I feel like there's more metal behind me. But I got it because I still had the farm at the time, and now I travel around. I use it all the time for my equipment for the show.
Todd couldn't do the show remote with a little vehicle.
No. So it's necessary. And I use my 4x4 more in the city of Madison in the winter because they don't plow until like it's over 3 inches or whatever. I use it more here in Madison than I do when I go out to Richland Center. So
that's true.
Quickly, Charles in Milwaukee at WAUK. Charles, big cars or little cars? What's worse?
Well, I have one of each. I have a Toyota Prius and then I have a Lincoln Navigator. I would say it depends on who's driving the bigger vehicle.
The true.
because when I drive on interstate or highway, you always got some idiot in a big truck that comes barreling down on you like you're supposed to move out the way.
Right.
And so that burns me up with people with big vehicles. So like I said, I got both, but I would say depending on who's driving the bigger vehicle can be a pain.
That's a great point, Charles. Appreciate the call. Have a great day down there in Milwaukee. Yeah, I mean, I won't want to say fun, but I guess kind of fun. When I'm driving, and, you know, I'm driving whatever on the interstate, and I'm with the speed limit 70, and I've got my cruise set at 75, and some yahoo comes up behind me and tailgating me, you know, I'm going 75.
Yeah,
you know, but they're not going to, you know, I'm driving a Dodge Ram. So, I mean, what are they going to do?
I mean, big vehicles tailgating you are annoying, but so are small vehicles, especially because they think they can get through any gap. So they'll just do it.
Exactly.
It's like, dude, what are you?
Or
if anybody
taps
on their brakes, we're all dead.
Right.
Stop it.
Or those goofy crotch rocket motorcycles who just
if traffic is stopped, traffic filtering, as in going past cars slowly while there's a red light, that's safe on a motorcycle. Just passing in the middle? No. Stop it.
More what's worse tomorrow. Don't forget, we're right in the middle of our Text to Win Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry. and tickets. You can win them. Get in the running for winning by texting the word SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. SHINE is our text to win green and gold text to win word. SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text it. Maggie and Pete will have a word in their shows as well.
For the multi-state contest.
Multi-state contest, yes. Nothing to do with Bill Berrien, gubernatorial candidate, but yes, it is a multi-state contest. All right, let's try this. And we're a little late, as happens. Monday, 21st of September, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire on that. We played that. Autumn is here. Fall is here. You know, some people get all yickety-yackety about, oh, don't call it fall. It's autumn. Okay, whatever. Either one. I don't care. But it is the autumnal equinox. All right? Wherever you are right now, you are spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. That's the speed Earth spins around on its axis. But that 1,000 miles per hour is slow compared to the 18 miles per second that you're hurling through space. Yep, that's the speed of Earth as it orbits the sun. Now, people call me dizzy, probably right, but they're not talking about the effects of planetary motion. Why don't we feel any of our high-speed motion? The reason is the Earth's motion is smooth and steady. No stops or starts. No quick change in direction. The Earth and we are moving together at the same speed. That's the main reason we don't feel the high-speed motion. Another reason is that we don't have a stationary object near Earth as a reference point. There's no road sign or power poles along our path like there is along a road, like we're in a car, in a truck, big or little. But we know we are moving, and the best way to get a sense of it is watching a rising or setting sun or moon. Oh, and we didn't even get to how our sun and we are spinning around the center of our Milky Way galaxy at hundreds of thousands of miles per hour.
Gotta go fast.
A little news you can use. Happy autumnal equinox, a couple days late, but we're my favorite time of year, officially. I'm a big fall guy. Yes, I call it fall. Occasionally I'll say autumn, but I don't. In normal conversations, do you say, hey, how are you enjoying your autumn? Are you going to orchards?
Pretty much the only time I say autumn is if I'm playing a jazz gig and we're going to play the song Autumn Leaves.
There you go. I mean, I
just call it fall.
Yeah, I call it fall too. Happy fall, everybody. Happy autumn as well. Brewers, boy, tough road trip out in San Diego. Padres are hot right now. They're competing as well for postseason. They clinched on the Brewers a postseason bid a couple nights ago. Brewers had another tough outing yesterday. Lost, I believe, 7-0 was the final score. And they're going to try to get at least one win. In fact, they should be playing right now. I haven't checked the score. I'll do that for you. And they're playing on WRCE in Richland Center and WISS Oshkosh CQM in Park Falls, and now in WBZH in Hayward over the air. Not allowed to carry them on the stream. Those are other people that are carrying them on the stream. But Brewers trying to get a win here this afternoon. Looks like it is, let me pull up the score here. 1 second. The computer is dialing it up. 0-0 right now in the bottom of the second. Brewers and the Padres. Hopefully they can get to the good news is Philadelphia, the Phillies, who are the next closest team in the National League and in all of baseball, lost last night to the Marlins. So now the Brewers are only two games. The magic number is 2 for the crew to secure the overall number one seed and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that and wrap up the show after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tattleball Show across to Wisconsin. From Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the old Mississippi River on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her weather team. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, will bring you the latest on sports across the state of Wisconsin, and then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. Join Maggie. Couple of state Senate candidates, including Trevor Young of the 21st District and Sarah Harrison of the 5th District, among Maggie's guests from 4 until 6. And another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Now, I'm looking at the calendar here. WRJN's wrestling announcer, Rich LoCascio.
He sure is.
I did not know this. And we're talking like WWE or...
Yeah, like I mean, at one point he did wrestling. An announcement for Pete. And, you know, it's just the classic wrestler right. thing, like, and now, coming from whatever corner,
Pete Schwabe. Don't say the
no,
what.
I know. Yeah, right. He didn't say that either. It's just right. Pete Schwabe, or, you know.
There's one very well-known phrase in announcing a professional wrestling that we cannot say. We can't even joke about it because they'll sue our pants off.
They're always listening.
Yeah, they're always listening. Yeah, that's right. Well, that'd be great. So join Pete from 6 until 8. And Rich LoCascio on as well. And both of those programs will have more chances for you to win in our multi-state text to win green and gold contest. The word this hour is shine, S-H-I-N-E. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, S-H-I-N-E, to win cash and prizes on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brewers in action, as we said, right now across many of our stations. Here's the deal. We were talking about this before the break. If the Brewers win one more game, including the one that they're currently playing in San Diego, top of the third, no score yet, there are four games, including this game, left in the regular season. They come home on Friday for a three-game series at home to wrap up against the Reds. If they all they have to do is win one, either today or one of the last three, and that would mean that Philadelphia would have to win out in order to catch the Brewers for the overall number one seed. So things are looking pretty good. Also, by the way, if you're in the greater Milwaukee area coming up on Friday, you want some pancakes, according to the Journal Sentinel, batter up, literally, Murph's Pocket Pancakes live on. The Brewers will host a pocket pancake breakfast outside of AmFam Field with free pocket pancakes, appearances by the man himself, manager Pat Murphy, Wisconsin sports legends, mascots, live entertainment, all that and more coming up this Friday. It'll be held in the Euchre Yout parking lots from 6 until 9 in the morning this Friday, September 26th. That night, the crew kicks off its final regular season series against the Reds, as we mentioned. So free pancakes in Milwaukee at AmFam Field on Friday morning.
Most things taste better when they're free.
They certainly do. Let's leave you with this. We'll play a little bit of this. This is Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, talking to Bob Costas this weekend of the Major League Baseball Network, talking about the late, great Bob Uecker and what his legacy means.
What was your relationship like with Bob Uecker?
I was so lucky last year, especially. You know, I've known him for 10, but I was so lucky to really get to know him.
The last year
as a man, and shared a lot of deep conversation all throughout his last year of his life, and just cherish what he let me know and cherish our interactions. I love the man, you know, just love him. You know, he'll always be with me.
Everyone knows how funny he was. Everyone knows how beloved he was by all the Brewer teams through half a century. It wasn't just like he was a beloved and great announcer. He was one of them. He'd been a player, not a great player. Made his whole career out of making fun of himself right. As a player, but he had been a player. And when he walked in the clubhouse, it was different than even any other Hall of Fame announcer walking in the clubhouse.
You'd never know he was a Hall of Famer. You'd never know anything but he cared about you. He was so good to every player, not just him and Yelly had a close relationship. You know, him and Adamas and him and Freddie Peralta. Those guys have been around a long time. But he knew every player. You know, when Isaac Collins got brought to the big leagues, he went up and said, Isaac, how are you? You know, you grew up here. You did this. I heard your dad used to do this. It was amazing. He cared. And then he'd follow up with it and never forget it. And he was at home in that clubhouse. You could tell. This is his spot.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. Yeah!
You know, the last broadcast, when Alonso hit the homer off Williams, heartbreaking defeat, and you could hear it in his voice. His voice wasn't what it once was. He would pass away only a few months after that last game. He knew it was the last game he would broadcast, or whenever the Brewers were done in the playoffs, would be the last game he would broadcast. Right. That game ended the way it did, and you could feel the heartache in his voice.
And the pitch hit in the air to right, deep, warning track, and gone. Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one.
He knew he was approaching not just the end of his career, but the end of his life. It was poignant to hear that broadcast.
I mean, it's hard to think about because the locker room, I brought the team together and just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to bless us. Somehow this loss, I don't know how. I'm just compelled to tell you this. It's going to bless us.
The great Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, talking to the great Bob Costas on Major League Baseball. And Euchre's legacy lives on. Brewers right now 0-0 at the Padres. They'll be home to wrap it up, and you can hear it all on the Civic Media Ready Network. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells CBS News the agency had already been operating under a higher threat posture, but would now, quote, reevaluate how we're doing operations. This after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas, as correspondent Omar Villafranca reports.
Three detainees were shot, one was killed, and two are hospitalized in critical condition. A woman was recording on her phone near the facility when gunshots were heard. FBI agent Joe Rothrock.
That the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
Police quickly found the shooter, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Days after President Trump publicly appealed to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice to charge former FBI Director James Comey with a crime, and with time running out, the newly appointed interim U.S. Attorney for the East